them before that event happens to get you updated on everything that they have planned. It is 6:50. Nice to have you tuned in here Thursday morning. Want to say hello to Mr. Leland Daines. Leland is the Executive Director of Visits Emporia. Leland, good morning.
What's up, Leland?
Good morning, gentlemen.
How you doing?
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, always great to talk to you. How are you?
Well, feeling recovered, as I'm hoping that most people are starting to feel from last week's activities.
Well, you know, you are at Visit Emporia, and Leland, I think we had a lot of visitors riding around the area, didn't we?
We did. You know, this is the first time in over 10 years I didn't serve in some capacity directly involved with the bike race. Of course, I was involved, but it was a little different for me this year, and I had a fantastic time. I got to spend ample time talking with a lot of those visitors that came into town and hearing about their experience, and it was overwhelmingly positive. And that's exactly what we would hope for and have come to expect over the years.
Leland, do you have any early indication about maybe the number of visitors? We talk an awful lot about the number of riders coming in through Unbound and where they're coming from, but do we have any early indications about the economic impact maybe through the number of visitors that came here to Emporia over the past weekend and maybe some of the spillover effect that comes with Unbound?
Yeah, we have some slight indications. Unfortunately, you know, we do use a program called C-Source that helps us better understand that impact beyond just rider participant numbers. But that data is usually not available till about 7 days after an event like this takes place. So right now, the only thing we can really point to confidently is the fact that we're about 2,700 registered riders here. And while about 500 of those were from, you know, the immediate Emporia area, that means over 2,000 came from outside about a 50-mile radius, significant amount of visitors. And as we all know, they're bringing friends and family with them. So I'm going to venture to guess we've seen over 5,000 visitors who were not from Emporia when you factor in the expo as well. And the vendors and the industry folks that are coming to that. And then there's a great deal of people that are simply coming here not to ride, but just to take in as a spectator all that the weekend has to offer. And so it'll be interesting here in another week or so when we get some more accurate numbers of true out-of-town guests on what that looks like.
Well, there were certainly an onslaught of good folks. You know, here at the gravel grinding capital of the world, there's no doubt about that. Well, Leland, where was everyone staying?
Well, every hotel was booked, and of course, we're down a few, and so it was pretty easy to max those out. The dorms, though, at the university, for those that haven't been familiar, we've been partnering with the Emporia State University to house people in the dorms for a number of years, and this was the first year that Shelland Camp was online and available to us. Also, Abigail Morse was recently renovated, and so we're getting more space at the university, which is very helpful, and that's a very affordable and attractive option for people to stay. Also, a portion of every room goes to the Unbound Gravel Scholarship for ESU students. Every year, two students are awarded a $1,000 scholarship thanks to that collaboration, so that's a fantastic partnership. And then, of course, a lot of Emporia residents open up their homes literally for people to stay, even their backyards for people to pitch a tent. The Lyon County Fairgrounds were overrun with tents and RVs, and I'll call them dorms on wheels, converted 50-foot trailers that have been made into mobile lodging units. A group called Pork Belly Ventures out of Iowa came down with those. And so basically every nook and cranny we could find them.
Yeah, I know, and those shower rentals out at the fairgrounds, a pretty popular place out there, I understand, from over the weekend as well. Yeah, and it's what a great weekend it was. Well, what's next for Visit Emporia? What's going on, Leland?
Well, the fun doesn't end, I tell you, for Emporians. Tomorrow they're going to have a couple tough choices. The zoo has the stroll and show starting at 7, then they'll be showing pets too, so families will have a great opportunity to head out there. But also Savannah Chestnut's playing at Emporia Granada Theater tomorrow evening. Tickets are only $15, and I would encourage everyone to go check out why Blake Shelton picked her on The Voice. It's really exciting to have her in town.
Yeah.
Symphony in the Flint Hills is this weekend. It is sold out, but it's good to see that it's back and in action like all the other events. So,
And you've also looking ahead to some other activities too later on this summer as well. And you know, the way it appears, some larger scale events will be coming here to Emporia late this summer, early fall.
Well, there's two coming up just next weekend, the 19th, that I'm really excited about. Two first-time events, the Juneteenth celebration and Emporia's first ever Pride Parade. And so it's good to see new events that we can celebrate in town. And then, yeah, Junior World's coming up in July, which will bring a few hundred. And then Halfway to Everywhere Music Celebration and No Coast Film Festival. So some brand new events, some returning events, but the bottom line is events are here. And, you know, you go back to data, we won't have COVID information for a couple weeks. It usually takes a little bit of time to assess what the impact was. But my gut feeling says it's not going to be significant, just like the Dynamic Disc Open. We saw no increase after that event. I think everyone was pretty responsible and wore masks and kept distance when needed. And I'm optimistic that we're not going to see a strong effect from that, which is another great indicator that we're moving in the right direction to continue having these types of events.
I think we are. Leland, thanks a bunch. Good to talk to you.
Always a pleasure, guys.
Leland Daines, Director of Visits Emporia, KBOE Live and Local 656, 70 degrees. Good morning.
I was surprised to read that 40% of Americans do not have savings to cover a tire blowout.
Number